pronouncing each other's doppelganger? We'll let you be the judge.
And would you put your mama in the slammer for $50 million?
Excuse me, 911?
It's okay if mom is in the slammer because she can just brush her way out. You won't believe how these two convicts escaped from jail.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay!
Okay, Jason Girl Hunter, I heard Nick Cannon, honey, is wilding out, honey, about who should have been his baby mama.
Well, Nick Cannon says he wished he had dipped it low in his ex, Christina Milian. During an interview with The Shade Room, Nick says Christina should have been one of his first baby mamas. Listen to this.
When Christina Milian and I were doing Love Don't Cost a Thing. Uh-huh. And like, I remember when I found out when I found out she was pregnant, did I have kids? I know, but I was.
Were you like, damn?
Yeah, I was like, dang, man.
That could have been me.
Oh, Lord. Now, Nick went on to say life happened the way it was supposed to happen, but you can see in the video, Nicolas has this sad, pouty face. Like, he really wishes he could have made that happen.
Yeah, you can see in his eyes that his mind went back to that time, space, and place where he was, like, you know, close up with Christina. Oh, yeah. And he wanted the whole thing back.
Yeah. So, Jess, if Nick was to ask you to have his baby, would you?
You know what? If I am, like, I'll spin the block probably when I'm in my 50s, and if I'm still childish and I'm desperate, I'll give him a call.
Really?
Like, if I'm desperate to have a child, like, I'll give him a call. Because, like, he seems to have working sperm, you know?
Well, yeah. If you waited till you was in your 50s, man, that's like, you're a stunt woman at that point.
I mean, I'm Haitian.
You won't have no more eggs.
No, I don't know. In my family, I've seen women have kids in their 50s.
Yeah, Janet did.
Yeah.
Well, if they freeze their eggs.
Gary, I'm Haitian. They don't be freezing nothing.
Check back will be when you're 50 and tell me how many eggs you have.
All right, honey, Jason Nees, but now you know, honey, that I know, honey, and I've always said, honey, how much you look like the lovely, the beautiful, honey, who you look like. Mm-hmm. But anyway, child, Ms. Coco Jones and Jennifer Hudson said, baby, people always mistake them for each other, honey. Look at this.
Do we look alike to y'all?
Do you get that a lot?
I get that so often that, honestly, at this point, I just play into it. I'm like, and I love you. I'm like, that's me. Yeah.
Listen, I get
that
this.
They look like they could be cousins.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily see like a full, strong, right-on example.
I think it's in the lips.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's in the mouth, too.
I think the eyes
kind of look, you know, a little.
No, I think it's in the lips.
Yeah.
I can see how they're, like, for instance, like, when I was in college and I was dating this white guy one time and he was like, you look like Gabrielle Union. I'm like, okay, that's the only dark-skinned girl you...
Keep telling me you look like Foxy Brown.
I can see both of those, actually. Uh-huh.
You can see me with Gabby?
Yeah, like, Gabrielle Brown.
Yeah. Now you said Foxy, I'm like, yes, Foxy's so fine.
No, I say Lucy Liu.
Lucy, look, the Asian.
She kind of got
the Asiatic features.
I can see the resemblance.
Yeah. No, that's why I was like,
put side by side with me and Lucy.
Like when I first heard your name, Jesse Wu, I thought you was Black and East. I thought you,
I've said that before. People, when they see the name, they expect an Asian.
But you get Lucy Liu, not Gabrielle Union, honey.
No, she's not.
Gabrielle Cinebe? Oh, I mean.
You know what? I can see that too, Gary.
Yeah.
I can see it too.
Well, all right, y'all, it's time for a Dish Name. All right, so Chris Brown put his tour crew loyalty to the test, and C-Breezy went around and asked his crew this question. Would they let their mother do a year in jail for $50 million? And it sounded like most of them would throw their mama in the slammer.
That's
and
horrible.
Even Chris told us his thoughts. Check this out.
$50 million.
But your mom spends 1 year in jail. What are you saying?
Oh, damn.
Ma, I love you.
It's only a year.
Ah, you got that year. Straight up. Show them like how you showed me. Just... You know what I'm saying?
I'm locked up, they won't let me out, no.
911. It was my mama. It was her, she did it.
I'm a mama's boy. I don't want my mama spending a second in jail.
I'm sorry, $50 million? I'm calling 911.
The people in that crew, they kind of know what their mom built like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know if your mom built for it, you know what I mean? So would you let your mom do a 50, would you let your mom do a 1 year bid in jail if you was going to get $50 million?
Or? No, I would do it. I would do it. And hell no for my mother doing it.
It's just a year, bro.
One year, bro.
Throw me in
the slammer for 50 mil. You can pick the prison.
Yes, honey. If this, if she's in, what's that protective thing y'all call? They have a protective
custody. Or,
yeah, so girl, mom, you going to the pen, babe. When you get out, we get the shop.
Exactly.
50 million?
I would have $200 million right now. You know what I'm saying? My mom could do a year on her head.
Come on, I'm telling you.
Brad, I wouldn't go. They would take advantage of me, so I wouldn't go.
Oh, my God. You would rather let your mother go.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
She could take it.
No. Wow.
He would be like a human Mr. Potato Head. Poking him wherever.
Buckets of fun for everyone. All right, y'all. It is time for Dizzy Dish Coming. And I stay with the topic of going to jail. Check this out. Two men named Arlie Nemo and John Garza broke out of a medium security Virginia jail this week, but it was no ordinary prison break. Turns out they escaped by digging a hole in a brick wall using, are you ready for this? A toothbrush with a metal object attached.
I love it.
But their freedom didn't last long. Authorities ended up finding Nemo and Garza at a nearby IHOP after employees called the police. Now, why'd y'all go to the IHOP?
Why would they stop at the IHOP?
You're supposed to go to Waffle House so you could blend in with the other criminals.
Exactly.
Also, can you just imagine the thrill you would feel like when you're scraping through and you get through the other side and then eventually you like climb it out. And you're like, yeah, we got this.
Yo. Man, you stop your dumb ass at the IHOP.
Then we got to go to IHOP. That was the
closest place to eat probably to the pen.
You could go through a drive-thru or something.
Baby,
like,
you had to eat something else, honey.
Yeah. Like,
and they
might
be
on
their uniforms too, so that was stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just gonna sat your ass down at an IHOP
in an orange suit.
They should have like went to Costco or Sam's and just walked around eating the samples and then go back on their merry way.
Change clothes in the Costco. Yeah. They sell clothes.
Yo, Costco is definitely the spot to go.
Yes. Look at Tanner.
You walk out of there with some Kirkland jeans.
Don't act like you guys have never had the thought like, oh, could I escape out of prison if I had to? Mm. Everybody's had that thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not definitely.
I'm running to Mexico.
Okay, recently on American Idol, 25-year-old contestant named Sarah Beth auditioned, and the judges thought she looked about 16, which she loved. Mm. Then she revealed she has 3 kids, and things went left. Check this out.
I have 3 kids, so that's like...
Get away from here. What are you saying? Okay, Katie?
Nope.
It's okay.
If Katie lays on the table, I think I'm gonna pass out.
3 kids.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
No.
You know.
Sarah Beth jumped on TikTok and called Katy Perry's joke mom shaming, saying it was embarrassing and hurtful, and that women should support and uplift other women. What do y'all think about this?
Oh, yeah.
I did think Katy, like, at first her reaction was cool, but then, like, when she made that comment of, I mean, you've been laying down too many times, I thought that was a little...
She got a little judgy. Yeah. I can understand that she was teen mom, not married.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
25.
But, like, yeah, like, you married, these are 3 kids with your husband.
Right.
Yeah. True story. Well, that's the thing, is a lot of people in the Midwest, a lot of places, they'll start young and have multiple kids by the time they're 25. No
really?
Big deal.
Yeah. What would these new kids that are going on American Idol do if it was still Simon?
Imagine if TikTok was around when American Idol first came out.
Simon would have gotten canceled.
Yeah.
There would have been like hashtag fire Simon, bullying, all of that stuff.
Yeah. You're voice shaming me.
Right?
Everybody's voice matters.
Exactly. Yeah. All voices matter.
Simon's out here like, there's no such thing as cancel culture. Right. Like, you can't cancel Simon.
Right. We see you, Haiti Perry.
Right.
All right, y'all. Up next, Adam Sandler makes people laugh, but did a strong man just make him cry? Ooh. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Have you ever got punched so hard you cried? Well, according to Jennifer Aniston, who co-stars with Adam Sandler in the new film Murder Mystery 2, Adam got punched really hard by Mark Strong, and it made him do this.
And Adam did a lot of his own stunts, but Mark Strong actually hit him in the face.
No.
Pretty hard.
No
way. Yeah. I saw it. He cried. Little tear.
You know, like, because, like, Adam does have, like very, like, you know, like, it's a good surface for punch.
Yeah, Adam's got one of those big, soft faces.
Yeah.
He's got a soft,
like a little catcher's mitt.
Are y'all calling Adam Sandler the perfect punching bag?
That's what it seemed like.
He has the nice, a good circumference for a fist to enter in. You know,
like, Happy Gilmore looks like he can take some knocks.
Oh,
plus, Mark Strong always plays a tough guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mark Strong does look like the kind of guy who's got to really get in.
So, Headcrack, when you were boxing and you got hit, did it ever make you feel like you wanted to cry?
Now, I wanted to cry, but one time in sparring, I got hit so hard, I heard that, like, sound that the computer makes when you reboot it. That Microsoft.
No,
So you were your body was rebooted.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. That was a live round. I wasn't ready for that. Protect yourself at all times. Be back to it.
That's why I could never do it.
Hilarious.
Good night.
Gary, what would you do if somebody hit you really hard? Are you fighting back?
No.
No.
Honey, I'm running, baby. Depends on how I feel, baby. No, ma'am. If I try to fight down, baby, they knock me out again. No, ma'am, baby. I'm running, honey.
Well, looks like Teresa Giudice is standing by her man.
Really?
So in a preview clip for The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa's husband, Luis, tells her brother, Joe Gorga, that he sometimes wears their late father's pajamas.
Wow.
Now, of course, this had viewers giving Luis the side eye. Well, Teresa clarified her hubby's statement and said, Brad, will you do the honors?
Those were brand new. My dad had brand new clothes that he never used. And that was just a brand new pair of pajamas that I said, babe, these are new pajamas that my dad just never used. So I think it just came out the wrong way.
If my mom, like, passed on some clothes to me or my grandmother passed on some clothes to, like if I'm married, it's not going to bother me if my wife wears them, you know?
No, you can only wear a ring, not clothes.
I just feel like if you have siblings and...
Right!
I feel like if you have siblings and they didn't get to wear the pajamas, why did your husband, who's not his child, get to wear the pajamas?
Exactly,
for
who's not
going to
be around that long in your life?
Because ain't nobody worried about it like that. It was a pair of pajamas he grabbed, and it was fresh and clean. He needed to put on some pajamas, so he put those on. Just let it go.
It's okay. Like your mama having a new man in her life, and that man wearing your damn daddy's pajamas.
Exactly. No. I'm not okay with that.
Neither am I.
I'm not okay. I'm team Joe Gorga now.
I'm team y'all crazy. It's just pajamas. It's just pajamas, y'all.
It's just pajamas.
New ones.
All right. Putting that debate tonight, night. Moving on. We love a good nosy around a celebrity's home, which is why we can't get enough of Architectural Digest's home tours. They're great.
They are.
And people were quick to notice a rather interesting feature in actress and singer Debbie Ryan's home that she shares with her rocker husband, Josh Dunn. Because sitting on one of the built-in shelves in the couple's home is former wrestler and all-around icon, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Not actual Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just a bust of The Rock. The couple felt that it would be a major flex to have a bust commissioned, so they had one made of The Rock, who they feel is a guiding light and a beacon of nobility. What y'all think? Would you have a bust of The Rock in your place?
Now, this is weird.
It's kind of cool.
I would be mad at it.
If I had, like, a thing of my favorite people.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be cute.
Like a little mini museum?
Michael Jackson, one of Prince.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I kind of get this, I guess. That's
dope. Brad, would it make you feel weird to find out that, like, somebody had, like, a bust of your face?
No, I'm a legend.
Period!
Good talk!
It would be weird if they don't.
Right.
And what if it was a booty bust?
No.
I'm definitely getting the booty bust.
How can you tell my booty from somebody else's booty? That's a little too personal.
I love your booty.
Here's my wall of booties.
Yes.
This is the Brad
booty. Whose booty is it? Yes.
Well, honey, up next, honey, if you're parched, we will quench your thirst, honey, by going thirst trapping with Maluma and Olivia Wilde. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. AK, are you guys ready? It's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. And we're going to get the dude out of the way first. Okay, we've got Maluma taking a dip in the buff. And he said, I almost didn't find a photographer. Now, the photographer is blocking his pool noodle with her hand. Or at least she's trying to. So what do you guys think? Is this a thirst trap or
yeah. Right, my man tried to pull the Austin Powers, nudity hide. And you know the vibes. We see what you're doing, homie.
Yeah,
you're trapping.
I see the sea eggplant that you're trying to just put on display.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's not a trap, honey. If he initially and intentionally got in the water naked, that means that's what he wants, so he was not trying to trap.
If you get in the water naked and there's a possibility you can see anything, it's a thirst trap.
Yeah. He's
where if I can't see it, it ain't there.
Thirsty for people to see.
You got trapped, Gary, you're trapped.
Move, because, you know, shrinkage. You know what I mean? So if you're going to take a nude picture of yourself in the water, you're confident.
Absolutely not.
Is shrink in the water?
Yeah.
Oh, no?
Kind of like the Shrinky Dink toys from back in the day.
You put it in the oven?
Yeah,
it
depends on your side.
I used to love
it depends.
I don't know, but I never shrink.
Because you talk.
Okay.
Up next, y'all, is Olivia Wilde. She recently celebrated her birthday, and she dropped this pic and said, 39 and feeling fine. Here's to whatever's next. Probably not another tramp stamp, but who knows? Hashtag shameless.
Yeah, she definitely wanted us to see that little dragon booty. Mm-hmm. That dragon booty
She looks
print.
Good.
Yeah.
And now she's single, and she's letting us know she's back out on the streets, sliding the DMs, check out my tattoo. Mm-hmm. I'm a derriere.
I'm not mad at her wild side.
Women wear thongs, honey. That's a bathing suit. That's not a thirst trap. You wear a thong. Don't y'all not wear a thong?
Well, yeah, but she's showing it, and she's arching it out.
Exactly.
She's trying to capitalize her little booty.
Right. She's trying to poke it out.
Exactly.
This is how you snatch Harry Styles. Stuff like this.
I'm screaming. Okay. Yeah, obviously, it didn't work.
Next up is Tracee Ellis Ross. She dropped this bikini pic and said, I'm sick of sweater weather. I want bikini weather. You know what? I'm going to say this is a trap.
Nah.
Because she looks good.
It's not a third
this
trap.
This is not a trap. We see Tracee Ellis naked all the time.
Yeah, she's not trying to show off anything extra. She just got on a two-piece bathing suit.
But
that's
what I'm saying.
Like, that's it.
She looks good.
It's an effortless thirst trap to me.
No, well, usually she tries to sell it a little bit with her face. Right now she's giving us like, hey, man, I just did a civil rights protest.
Right.
In a bikini, and it was a long day.
She's seen been to the mountaintop, right.
Yeah. And last but not least, honey, is Miss Halle Berry. She dropped these two steamy pics with the caption, Hump Day Self-Love. So, y'all, is it a thirst trap or not?
Absolutely a trap. I don't think there's a bad picture of Halle Berry that exists.
Okay, but just think about all the Halle Berry traps you've seen. This is like lowest of all low-level traps.
If you're in the shower, it's a trap.
Yeah.
If you're naked, it's a trap.
Naked.
And you take a picture.
Right, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
But it's fog
it's
on the
classy,
mirror.
It's classy. It's artistic. It.
She looks like she's at the gas station.
She's at a sauna. She's at a sauna.
At the gas station?
Yeah, because you know, look the outside there.
What gas station you know got a sauna?
Conoco. She's like at Conoco.
Let me get a full tank of Halle.
Right.
At the sex on.
Okay.
Well, up next, Boosie Badass is bringing the heat too, but this one ain't a thirst trap. We got the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It be old family in them. Mm-hmm. Boosie said he was ready to show his cousin, Boosie Boy Munchie, just how badass he is. So during the interview, Boosie said he caught his own Ken on camera stealing 7 bands out of his home, y'all. Mm. But luckily for Munchie, Boosie doesn't even want the money back, y'all. Mm. He just wants to crack his face instead. Listen to this.
So you don't want that money back?
Nah, I won't black your eye, knock out one of your teeth, and, you know, I won't hurt you. Physically.
Oh my God. I was killing you? Now you just getting punched.
Just knock a tooth out. No big deal.
I get it, though.
Yeah, of course.
He don't want the money back. He just want to put him in the hospital.
Why not?
Because I think that's the real teachable lesson. If you pay the money back, like, you might end up doing that stupid thing again. But if you learn a physical lesson, I think sometimes it make you, like, think twice.
I need my money.
And then
you're going to get your tooth knocked out.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to do that like, adult tooth fairy work at that point.
Evidence and receipts of you, I will sit you now.
Yeah.
Show you this and see what you got to say.
Exactly.
And before you can get a word out, pow! Pow!
Pow!
Then you're going to figure out how you're going to get my money back.
I would get a $7,000 tooth out of the situation.
I'm going to take your tooth.
I'm going to bronze it.
I'm going to plate it gold. I'm going to wear it around my neck just so people know.
Exactly.
When he paid me his money, he'd get his tooth back.
Exactly. Period. I'm with that.
And that's how you tooth fairy as an adult.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.